What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Good morning. Today, I'm going to talk about why moving too fast when you're dating somebody could be a disaster, and why so many people end up in heartbreak because they move too fast with somebody. And I've touched upon this on my other episodes, but I'm going to just touch upon it a little bit today, because this is a major problem when people are dating, is that instead of taking their time to get to know what somebody's about, they move really fast. They go with their lustful feelings. They go with that attraction. They maybe sleep with somebody too quickly, and then the person disappears on them. And then they sit there and they wonder and they say, boy, why did they just disappear on me? Things were going so great. We had a great time. And now this person, if it's man to woman, this person is not texting me as much. This person is not contacting me as much. Because when you move too fast, when you sleep with someone, now this should be common knowledge, but apparently a lot of people and a lot of women don't get it. Maybe because they just don't have the experience of being in the dating world that long. But when you move too fast, you kill the chase. You kill the chase. And then once somebody sleeps with you really quickly, really fast, they don't have that urge to come after you as strong as they did before. They've already gotten the prize. So you have to take your time. And if you move too fast, you're not going to know if this person wants something more with you or if basically they just used you for your body. I don't care what comes out of their mouth, because they'll say anything to get what they want. And you don't really know what somebody's about until you see their pattern, until you see their consistency, okay? Until you see that they're putting the time into getting to know you, getting on the phone. So when you move fast with somebody, let's say you hook up with somebody once, maybe they hook up with you 2-3 times, and then all of a sudden they disappear, it's because you move too fast. Period. Dot. End of story. You move too fast, and you really didn't know what this person was about. You went with the flow. You just went with the lustful feelings, and you went, like, when you got to know, when you went with this person, you, in most cases, you really didn't take the time to get to know who this person was. It was more that physical chemistry, that physical attraction. You know, you may have sat there and had a few conversations with them and laughed with them, but did you really know them? Did they really know you? Probably not. Probably not. Okay. So the thing is, you want to take it slow, because when you take it slow, it gives that person a chance to get to know who you are internally, not just the physical attraction and the lust. Because in the beginning, you guys, everybody is lustful if they like somebody. That's the first thing that pops into their head is, wow, do I want to sleep with this person? Okay. Or they feel that sexual attraction. Okay. And if they move really fast and they have sex with you really quickly, if they haven't had a chance to get to know you as a person and like the other side of you, they're just going to move on to the next, or they're going to call you whenever they want a hookup. But the other parts of you, they're not going to have that interest because they've already gotten the prize. So the thing is, you know, this is why I tell people all the time, especially with the women, you got to make them work for it. You got to make them know that you're not just giving it away to everybody. And, you know, a lot of things too, you guys, a lot of men will judge you. I don't care what you say. There's some men that won't, but there's a lot of men that will judge you. If they see that you hook up very easily, your value goes down, down, down. And believe me, I can bring a bunch of guys here to back me up and tell you that. So the point I'm trying to make is you want to take it slow. You want to take your time. When you move fast, okay, you don't know that person may be in a situation with somebody else and they may be seeing you and hooking up with you, but they may have a main chick, a main girl that they have. And that could be why they're pulling away too. You know, especially with the men are hunters, you guys. They're going to, if they find you attractive and they initially want to sleep with you, they're going to throw on the love bombing to get what they want. They're going to tell you how sexy you are, how great you are. Oh, they're going to, you know, text you every day. They may not get on the phone with you every day. They may not give you their time, energy, and take you out on dates. They may just hook up with you. And so many women, okay, and a lot of the younger women, they don't know the game. And I'm here to tell you, you got to take it slow. You have to take it slow or you will be taken advantage of. Unless you're just looking to have fun, which is fine. You want to do that, to each his own. But then don't expect a relationship down the road. Don't sit there and say, wow, we had such a great time. Why don't they want to continue it? They don't want to continue with it because it came too easy, it came too fast, and it's got no value. Bottom line, okay? You weren't something that they had to work for, that they'll value, that they'll want to keep around. So don't make it too easy. You know, make sure that somebody gets to know you and takes the time to get to know you. You know, when you move, this, I hear this all the time. I get emails from people that say, oh, you know, we were having such a great time. I met this guy and, you know, we hooked up like two or three times. And then all of a sudden he just stopped calling as much or he didn't text as much because there was a switch in his brain that said, you know what? I already got her. I already got that flavor of the week, okay? So now his interest is going to turn to something else because in general, a lot of men love variety. They love variety. You could be a great person. You could have great sex with that person, with that guy, but you know what? Maybe he's tired of it and he wants something else. And there's nothing else there to keep him interested because you move too fast. You move too fast. It doesn't work. Okay, let me explain it another way. It doesn't work where you have sex and then they want to get to know you, okay? Very rarely. There's always exceptions to the rule, but very rarely that's not how it goes, you guys, all right? Because that's why a lot of people that they think that, you know, oh, it doesn't matter. I could have sex right away. And, you know, because the sex was so great, you know, he's going to continue to want to get to know me. No. He's not going to want to sit there and get on the phone and hear about your work or anything like that after he already got what he's looking for. Okay? You have to wake up. You have to wake up. There's a reason that we tell you these things, us experienced veterans. Okay? You have to take your time to get to know somebody. And the other thing is, you don't know who you're dealing with. You could be dealing with some lunatic, some stalker, some woman abuser, or guys could be dealing with women that are stalking them as well. So you don't want to bring anybody to your place and know where you live because that could be dangerous. You don't want to go to their place because you don't know what their situation is or what's going on. They could have cameras, hidden cameras, taping you when you're having sex. Just so you know, you guys, you could be hooking up with these guys. They could have hidden cameras taking pictures of you, and they could be posting it on sites like Pornhub and making money off it. So you got to be really careful if you don't know who you're dealing with. And I just wanted to touch upon this a little bit because I've had a few people that reached out to me that told me that they were dating somebody, and all of a sudden the person's interest just went lower. That they in the beginning, they came on strong and now they don't have as much interest. Well, that's the way it usually goes. In the beginning, They're going to come on really strong because they want something. Okay, that hunger is there. They want something. Usually it's sex. Usually 9 times out of 10, it's because they want sex. Now, there are people that generally want relationships that may not just be using you for sex, but even a guy that wants a relationship, if it becomes purely sexual in the beginning, without that chance of getting to know that person by communication and getting on the phone and having conversations, he's going to regard you in a sexual way and look at you in a lot of times as just a sexual girl that he hooks up with. So that's why you want to show the other side of yourself. That's if you're looking for something more. That's if you want something more. But you can't just go out there. You can't just, laugh about it, get drunk, have your hookups, and then the guy stops calling you and you say, boy, I don't know why he stopped calling me. We had such great times together because you made it too easy. You made it too easy. He's not going to take you seriously. And like I said, there are very few rare exceptions to that rule where it could work into something, but in most cases, it doesn't. In most cases, it doesn't. And a lot of times, they lose respect for you. And a lot of times, they say, well, you know what? She hooked up with me really easily. If she's hooking up with me really easily, she's probably hooking up with a lot of guys easily. And even if you're not, even if you really like this guy, and you just hooked up with him easily because you really liked him, that guy, in his mind, he's going to say to himself, she's probably, or she could have been hooking up with a lot of other guys. So your value goes down. Your value goes down. So this is why I say, you got to take your time. You can't move too quickly. Now, if you're somebody that's like, well, you know what? I'm not waiting for sex. I need to satisfy my needs. That's a totally different thing. If you want to go out, you want to have your fun, just be careful. Just be safe. I mean, I'm not an advocate of that, but if that's something that you want to do, the only thing that I will tell you if you rush into things like that is, number one, to be safe. And number two, you better not get your feelings all into it. You better not do the friends with benefits and think that something's going to happen out of it, okay? Because when you go in with that mentality with somebody and you say, oh, okay, it's going to be a friends with benefits, don't think that if, you're screwing around with them for a couple years, all of a sudden they're going to say, oh, I want to marry you. No, they don't do that, okay? Because already you're labeled the friends with benefits. You're the, in a way, the side chick that they never take seriously, that your value goes down. So if you're just looking for something like that because you want to fulfill your sexual needs and nothing more, and you could do that without getting your feelings all into it, okay. But in a lot of cases, a lot of people do get their feelings. After a while that they've been sleeping with somebody and doing the friends with benefits thing or hooking up, somebody usually catches feelings. I've heard it a million times, you guys. So that's why I don't recommend any of that. Plus, you're wasting your time with somebody that doesn't want something with you when you could have something with somebody else that values you as a whole person and not just half a person. So the thing is, you want to just value, I always say this all the time, you want to value yourself. You're the prize. Don't give it away easily, or you won't be valued. That's just the way it goes, you guys. And that's why I always say don't move too quickly. And the other thing too I wanted to say about the not moving so quickly is that when you move too quickly with somebody, you have to be careful in other ways too, because the person that you could be moving quickly with, they could be a scammer as well. Now, you got to be really careful because there's a lot of scammers out there, even men to women. There's a lot of women scammers as well. And when I say scammers, I'm going to tell you, you have to be careful because let's say that you moved quickly. Let's say that you had somebody to your house. Now, how well do you know that person that you are bringing to your house? How do you know that person is not a scammer or somebody that will rob you. That's why I always say, check out who you're dealing with, because you don't know. You could have your credit card on the side. They could get your information. Okay. They could rob money. They could rob your jewelry when you're not looking, when you go to the bathroom or whatever. I've heard it happen to people. So you got to know who you're dealing with, especially if you're going to bring them in your home. And especially if you have children, do not, and I repeat, do not bring them around your kids for months or longer till you really have checked this person out for the safety of your children. Okay. Matter of fact, don't even bring anybody to your house. But I just wanted to talk about, people that move quickly and then people end up in heartbreaks. And this is one of the main questions that especially women have. Why did they lose interest? Why did they lose interest? They lost interest because either you didn't put in the time to get on the phone with them and make them work and have conversation with you, okay? And they got bored with it and they moved on to something else. Not that they'll cut you off completely, you guys, because in a lot of ways, men will not cut you off completely. Believe me when I tell you, it's usually the woman that's got to cut the man off because he's not doing the right thing. Okay, the only time I've heard of a man really cutting off a woman or a chick is if she becomes a stalker type. And usually that could be a problem for him if he's got another woman that he's in a relationship with and this girl is becoming a problem. Then he may block her, okay, or she's really rude and nasty. But in most cases, it's the woman that walks away from the guy because the guy is not showing her enough, okay? But a man, he will contact you. Like, if he's not interested in a relationship with you, you may still hear from him. They always come back, you guys. They always come back. 9 times out of 10, they come back. But they're going to come back when it fulfills their need, when they're looking for some, all right? When it's been maybe they slept with you and they wait, 3 weeks or a month, and you may get a call, hey, how you been? Miss you. Or they may try to throw it in your face, haven't heard from you. Okay, these are all excuses. That's their way of inching their way back in because they want something from you. If they haven't kept them being consistent with you, then they didn't want anything serious with you. End of story. If they didn't keep it consistent with you, then they did not want anything more with you. Or they're out there, they're playing the field, and they came back to you because they weren't having so much luck out there. That's what they do too, you guys. They give you the attention, and this is how it goes, all right? I'm going to lay it out for you. They give you the attention, they flout, they're always on their best behavior in the beginning, okay? And then what happens is, after they get the sex, and if you give it out really quickly too soon or whatever, then they may kind of ease up in contacting you with the texts and calls. And then you may get a call or text from them maybe, 2 weeks down the line. Hey, how you been? Because they're looking to hit it again. They're looking to get with you again, but they're not going to stay consistent with you. They're only going to contact you when they want some sex. Okay. And it doesn't mean that they like you because they haven't kept it consistent. They're not getting on the phone asking you about yourself, asking you about your past history, asking you about how you're feeling or something like that because they don't care. They don't care. So that's why I'm going to tell you, don't move quickly. Don't give up the prize too soon unless you want to roll the dice and just say, okay, I may not hear from this person. It's a spur of the moment thing. I'm going to go with it. And whatever happens, happens. If I hear from them, I hear from them. If I don't, I don't. Because that's the chance that you have to take. Now, some people will say, well, you could take your time with somebody and they could end up sleeping with you and then not call you again. Yeah, there's always that chance. But the longer that you make them work for it, the more the more likely that they want something more with you, okay? Because they've gotten a chance to know you as a person, and if they keep coming back, they probably like you, okay? Now, most players don't last long with this. Most players will not go 2 weeks getting on the phone with you on a regular basis and having 10 conversations with you, you know, for an hour a day and then want to meet up with you. Most players can't do that. They don't have the endurance. They don't have the interest. They're juggling so many different women that, you know what, it's not worth it to them to have to sit there and put that work into you. And that's how you know, because they'll fall off. You won't hear from them. They won't get on the phone. Okay. And like I said, they may not get on the phone too, because they may have their girl sitting right there. So you got to be careful of that. A lot of these people are in relationships that you meet on the dating website or you meet out. So if they're not getting on the phone, that's a red flag. You just let them know, you know, I like to get on the phone. I like to talk to somebody. You know, it gives me a feeling for who you are or whatever. And if they have a problem with that, then delete, delete, delete. Okay. What do you want? A relationship that's only texting? That's not getting to know somebody. Okay. You get a total different feel for somebody when you get on the phone. So I just wanted to touch upon this morning, you guys, about, you know, it. I know a lot of times you meet somebody and, you know, you're falling into the trap. They're telling you, wow, I really like you. I can't believe I met somebody like you. I met a girl like you. Oh, you're what I've been looking for, and I want a relationship. And a lot of them lie about that too. Oh yeah, I want a relationship too. Yeah, okay, we'll see. but you know, we'll see if you put in the work. If you put in the work in getting on the phone and talking to me and getting to know me and making time for me on a regular basis, then yes, maybe you do want a relationship. We will see. Time will tell. Okay, your consistency, your pattern will tell me if you're being sincere. Okay, so don't be so trusting in the beginning. Don't be so trusting in the beginning, because you're in a pond of people, and in that pond, you got a lot of sharks. You got to watch out for the sharks. So you got to be cautious in the beginning. You have to let somebody earn your trust, and that's how you roll with it. So never, ever move too fast with who you're dealing with. And the same goes for the guys as well, because I've had guy friends come to me and tell me they've talked to these really beautiful women that contact them, and on the first conversation, these women are asking them for money. I'm like, are you serious? They're like, yeah. They're saying, oh, you know, could you send me some money on a card? Or did anybody ask you for money? All right. Whether you're a guy, a woman, whoever you are, anybody ask you for money right off the bat, you delete that person. Delete that person. That is somebody that is going to take advantage of you. So, I mean, you got to be careful, too, because there's scammers that cannot ask you anything for a long time. 6 months or longer, and be looking to scam you as well. So you got to check these people out, you guys. This is why I say, do not move fast too quickly. Okay, you need to have at least, I would say, 5 to 10 phone conversations, you know, getting in depth with them and getting to know them and checking out their social media to see what these people are about before you dive all in. Okay. And look at their families as well, because their family is a reflection of who they are. You always want to look at the family. I can't say it enough. When you look at somebody's family, it doesn't give you all the answers you want, but it gives you a good idea of where that person's coming from, what kind of family values they have, what do they believe in, okay? What's their idea of a healthy relationship? What are their political views? Do they match with your views? Okay. And, you know, their ideology on everything. It gives you insight into a person. So I hope that helps you guys. If it did, please hit the subscribe button and share, and have a great day.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day. I want to tell you guys about a great book that I highly recommend. It's a book called Are You the One for Me by Barbara DeAngelis. Barbara DeAngelis is a New York Times best-selling author. She's got a lot of books, you guys, on Amazon, and you can listen to it free through Audible's 30-day trial. 30-day free trial. It doesn't cost you anything. And in her book, she talks about, you know, if you're married and you're wondering if you could be happier, if you're single and wondering how to avoid another wrong partner, or you're wondering if the person you're with is the one for you. This book is so spot on. I got this book years ago. A friend recommended it to me because let's face it, when we're growing up, nobody tells us these things, right? So we learn through years of experience, and this book sums up so much and is so relevant to relationships and getting to know what somebody is about, how to avoid making the mistakes that we make, the six essential qualities to look for in a mate, how to spot fatal flaws in a partner, how to create that sexual chemistry you want. So go to Audible and you can look, you can go to my link, which is tinyurl.com/askyaznow. Okay. And you have 30 days to get a free audiobook. You can cancel anytime. And on top of that, you guys, there's other books on there too. There's other books that she's written, like What Women Want Men to Know, The Secrets About Men Every Woman Should Know. So go to the link tinyurl.com/askyaznow and get your free trial membership.